I'm going to read the two resolutions first, and then we'll give anybody that wants the opportunity to say anything bad or good about
these.
No,
it's going to be a while.
All right, let me read the resolutions. First was for Commissioner Wasserman. Whereas Lloyd Wasserman has served the citizens of Brazos County as a commissioner for 12 years. Whereas Lloyd Wasserman has served the constituents of Precinct 1 since taking office in 2005. And whereas Lloyd Wasserman has served on numerous boards and committees, including the 911 Board, Keep Brazos Beautiful, Health Facilities Development Corporation, Intergovernmental Committee, and whereas Lloyd was instrumental in the development of Brazos County subdivision regulations and Brazos County's animal control ordinance, and I can tell you there was a whole bunch of other things that aren't listed on here
that I volunteered for.
yeah. I mean, I recognize all that. So now therefore, be it resolved that the Commissioner's Court of Brazos County takes this opportunity to honor Commissioner Lloyd Wasserman and thank him for his years of service in Brazos County to his citizens, and I wish the very best for him in his retirement. Duly adopted this 27th day of December by the Commissioner's Court of Brazos County. Tell you that I didn't know Lloyd prior to him coming on the court. I knew his name and I knew that he had been a coach in Brenham and of course athletic director at Consolidated, and I knew his record and recognized that he had to have a great work ethic to have achieved the things that he achieved in his life, and I found that to be true. The last 12 years, I'll tell you, there's been a number that have said that there's probably been no harder working commissioner that's been around, and I'm included in that group. That, I mean, he's outworked me and I think most of the others that have been around. So Lloyd, I want to thank you for your service, for your 12 years you spent here, and for all you've done. Thank you. Now Kenny. Whereas Kenny Mallard has served the citizens of Brazos County as a commissioner for 14 years, whereas Kenny Mallard has served the constituents of Precinct 3 since taking office in 2005, whereas Kenny Mallard has served on numerous boards and committees, including the Research Valley Partnership, Brazos County Economic Development Foundation, Health Facilities Development Corporation, Brazos Valley Wide Area Communications, Intergovernmental Committee, Texas High Speed Rail, Transportation Committee, and the Texas County Board of Health. Whereas Kenny Mallard has been actively involved in the Texas Conference of Urban Counties, even serving on their policy committee for a time. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Commissioner's Court of Brazos County takes this opportunity to honor Commissioner Kenny Mallard and thank him for his years of service to Brazos County and to the citizens, and wish him the very best in his retirement. Duly adopted by vote, Commissioner's Court of Brazos County on 27th day of December 2016. I actually went to high school with Kenny, so I remember him there. And when Kenny and I both took office in 2003, I believe it was, and but Kenny had to run a whole bunch more elections than I did.
He wasn't smart enough.
he took the unexpired term, I believe it was Randy's, when he decided to run for judge. And so you won that election and took that, and then you had to run in 2 years and run again. And so you spent a lot of time on the campaign trail. So great job. Thank you for your service, Kenny.
Thank you.
And I want to give anybody, either one of y'all want to speak, let me give y'all the opportunity first, and then anybody else that might want to say something, you're welcome.
Open mic, huh?
Welcome to come up, either one of you.
I just say that, we all work in commissioners and doing what we needed to do, but we couldn't do it without the county government folks that we have here. They all work very hard, and they make us look really good. So we're blessed to have everybody here that does their job and does it. It really helps us so much better way for we can go. So I really thank y'all all for what y'all have done for us. Thank you.
I want to say thank you to a lot of people, and I wrote down some names so I would forget some of them. But the third floor group, Cheryl, Candy, Ruth, Bill and Kendra, Irene and Nina, Bethany, Charles Went, and Stephanie, now y'all belong on floor one, and Constable Lampo, the friendliest person in this building, supposedly, and Jennifer and HR, Lynn and Jenny, and the commissioner's court of Irma, Kenny, and Sammy. Now, I wrote wow outside of his name. And the reason for that is I didn't want to forget to say this. I have learned a lot since he's come on the commissioner's court. Now, y'all think about that for a while, whether it was good or bad. And it's okay, Sammy. We are next door, and I may choke up on this, but I hear him all the time. I've learned a lot. Some I don't need to know, but I still consider him a great friend. And then Judge Peters, who's been around as long as I have or longer. Three of my this is a side you didn't know about me. Three of my four kids are here. Two of my grandsons. The one person is my wife. Excuse me, who could be here? That she is the one who have made me what I am, if it's good, bad, or indifferent. 44 years of dedication to the public and school business, and then the last 12 here. She is the one that I need thank most. And you people who I consider to be friends, thank you for that opportunity. And I've enjoyed it. It's been tough at times, but I wouldn't trade it for the world. And I forgive you for becoming emotional. A lot of you don't know that that's a side of me that I don't show very often, but it's just the way I am and the way I've been taught all of my life. Be tough, fair, and consistent. And I hope I've done that for Brazos County over the last 12 years. Thank you all for coming today. It's been a good ride. And some of you I know very well, and thank you for coming. Appreciate it. Have a good day.
I just want to tell everyone that I feel very privileged to have had the opportunity to be a commissioner along the side of Lloyd Wasserman and Kenny Mallard. They're two great commissioners, and I can tell you that the residents of Brazos County have no earthly idea how lucky they are to have had those two guys representing them in the county as they have. And as the judge said, there's no one that's worked any harder and accomplished any more for their residents than Lloyd and Kenny. And I also want to say that how much I appreciate their help and guidance in trying, I repeat, trying to make me a better commissioner. As Lloyd said, he he offices next to me, and he's learned. I've learned a lot from him. I've learned a lot of good things from him, and Lloyd's learned some things from me and some not so good from me, he'll tell you. But I'm gonna. I've been here 6 years, and I can tell you that I'm gonna miss these two guys tremendously, more than you would ever think. And once again, I just want to say that I appreciate them taking me in and trying to make me the kind of commissioner that they were, and I appreciate that very much.
I have to admit I was not prepared to speak this morning. I've been feeling the loss of Commissioner Wasserman and Commissioner Mallard for quite a while now. I simply want to say that it has been an honor and a privilege to serve with both. Kenny is my neighbor, and I think he's took me on as a special project. I want to thank you, Kenny. I came on at a time that was not a highlight in my life, but Kenny befriended me. Mr. Wasserman taught me all that he could tolerate, and I appreciate that. This has been the hardest working group of commissioners that I have had the privilege to serve with, and I'm truly honored to have served with both of you. Kenny, it's something about a person that, you know, will allow you to glean from their wisdom. Kenny has been that for me. The different organizations that he worked with, he invited me early on to come on, Irma, and see what we do over here. And I really appreciate that because I had some big shoes to fill. I wasn't really comfortable, but this group of guys made it all possible. And I want to thank them for their kindness and warm-heartedness. I hope they will not be leaving us for good, because we still need your wisdom and your insight. I thank you, and I wish you well in your retirement. And retirement does not mean that you quit. There is always a place for you here. And I thank the Brazos County family, because you all have made us all proud, and we thank you for what you've done. We thank you all both for giving those untold hours nobody sees, because everybody expects us to be in the office. Well, the job is not in the office. And I appreciate you all supporting us and helping us to be as well and do as good as we have done. Thank you.
All right, I'm going to talk about Lloyd. Even though I've been in office just 2 years, most of you guys don't know in here that I have worked and known him for more than almost 30 years. And he and I were, I was a teacher, he was an athletic director, then assistant principal, then he and I were assistant principals together. We broke up many a fight at Consolidated, all right, and walked the sidelines, and I was the one that always got hurt in the fights. He always made it through, right, Lloyd? That's right. Those kids have bounced off of him, and I'm getting knocked around and all that stuff. And so many sidelines at football games, baseball games, basketball games. He really was my mentor as an educator. Other than my father, probably the person who showed me work ethic and how to work hard. And He and I actually left CONSOL the same year. I was named principal at Cypress Grove in the spring of 2002. That's the year he also retired. So we both left the high school at the same time. And then he ran for office. And again, his example to me as a public servant is why I'm where I am now today. I love that he was tough, fair, consistent, but also he could cry too, and you saw it today. My father was the same way. He was a World War II Marine, but he was emotional and could cry and felt for people. And I've admired that about him. I don't think anybody was prouder than that night in the Expo Center that I won. He was walking around, chest out, all beaming that his boy Rick had won an election in Brazos County. So, Lloyd, I love you. I love your family. I love Betty. And just congratulations.
I don't know that there's anybody else that may want to say anything. We got a couple of small tokens of appreciation. In appreciation of your dedicated service to Brazos County and to its citizens, Commissioner Precinct 1, 2005-2016, Ken McKinney, beautiful, 2003-2016. You know, and those were John Lyons, I think, maybe did that with the laser printer.
Yes,
so, something you put on your desk. I think we've got a couple other small paperweights over there to kind of keep your papers down.
But I like that, yeah. Beautiful.
Anybody else would like to say anything? If not, your punch is here, cake is here. You're welcome to partake. Thank both of y'all. Thank you for your service.